This is New England Public Media. With increasing COVID cases and lagging vaccine rates, it's time to mask up in Springfield. But will the rest of the state follow along? I'm Adam Frenier, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We have Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
In recent weeks, we've seen more and more communities institute local mask mandates. One took effect at midnight last night in Springfield after canceling a statewide mask rule last spring. Governor Baker has said he wants these decisions made locally. But is there a tipping point in statewide case numbers and positivity rates where Baker might rethink that plan?
The governor hasn't set any sort of line in the sand on when he might reconsider mask mandate or any further mask mandates. You're absolutely right when you say that the governor wants these decisions made locally. He has indicated and said he believes that locals should own these decisions for themselves and are better equipped to make these decisions, knowing, for instance, what the infection rates and the situation is on the ground in a city like Springfield or in a city like Boston, which imposed a mask mandate much earlier. So as it stands right now, the governor still looking to locals to make these decisions. And as he has throughout this pandemic, he has been unwilling to set clear lines of when a change might trigger a new direction in state policy.
Well, shifting gears, the pro football season began yesterday, Matt, and Massachusetts residents had to go to New Hampshire or Rhode Island to legally make a bet on the Patriots game yesterday. And Connecticut announced online betting could be up and running as soon as next month. Governor Baker tweeted about how much Massachusetts was losing out yesterday, just before the Patriots game, by not having legalized sports gambling. Is there any update on pending legislation in Massachusetts?
Well, we know that the governor is in favor of this. You're right, he did use the occasion of the Patriots yesterday and the start of the new football season to tweet about this, increasing the pressure. And this all comes down to the state Senate. The House has already passed a bill this session to legalize sports betting. The Senate is taking a look at it. We know that some leaders in that branch have expressed a more openness to considering it this time around, but they have not put a timetable on taking up a bill. Part of the issue is that there is some concerns about how to do this right, and the revenue is not huge numbers, while not insignificant. They're talking upwards of $60 million in that range. Not going to make or break the bank. So the Senate has been a branch that is taking its time, and we are just waiting to see when they might take it up.
We are about 14 months from when voters get a say, but it's already clear which ballot questions in Massachusetts are going to get a lot of attention. One pushed by gig economy companies like Uber and Instacart now has a vocal opponent in Senator Elizabeth Warren. How big of a fight is this going to be?
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. This, along with the millionaires tax question, probably two of the biggest fights we have on our hands for the 2022. This question about classifying gig work in California is guide is going to be a massive battle, both on the airwaves and on the ground, organizing communities. Elizabeth Warren coming out last week urging these companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash to drop. That is unlikely to happen, and I think we're going to see a lot of spending on this issue on both sides, and it's starting very early.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Media.